today on the Dark Side, I have a boyfriend not charged in a prank gone wrong, which ended up actually killing his girlfriend. Police arrest man in murder, kidnapping, and torture of a woman. And a mother of a 3-year-old girl who died during a church exorcism says, you know, it is what it is. Those stories and more today on the Dark Side of.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts and give us a review there on Apple Podcasts. We do greatly appreciate that. It's Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Hey, friend. How are you doing?
I am doing well. Hot is what I'm doing. It's we went from winter to summer, and this is the first time in this studio in summer. And we do have connection to the air and heating system in our house, but it don't cool very well.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't know what I got to do. I might have to get like one of those little cooler fan thingy that they have now where it, like, I don't know.
Like a window unit. You could get a window.
You know, I actually probably could. That might not be a bad idea.
Back in the day, that was the only way to cool your house.
Well, and this would hide behind.
Central air was like, what? You have central air?
It would hide behind, because the window here overlooks the front of the house, but I have a bunch of shrubbery there. So it would really hide it.
Fine.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that. I'll go old school.
I know. I love it.
Yeah.
And you'll have to go over and turn the little knobby thing.
Yeah. Like,
it rotates to the right. Turn it up to 3.
They got
to
have some that like
maximum cool.
Operate with like Alexa now, I'm sure, where it's like you just speak it and it
no,
does
no,
something.
No, no, no. I want you to go all the way old school. Like you have to get up and go turn it up to maximum cool.
Then you got
to
walk outside and hit it hard and then scrape all the ice off the outside of it. And, you know, then do a song and dance and then it works again.
Exactly.
That's how we used to stay cool, kids.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah. And then sometimes you'd be walking downtown and you'd find one like on the sidewalk and be like, thank God I wasn't there when that happened.
Back in that day.
Yeah. Anyway. Go
ahead. So I want to like, before I say this, I want to preface this with, I'm not just anti like Republicans or conservative people. I'm not. Like, I am, as people might guess, I'm a rather liberal person, but I believe that anyone should be able to believe whatever they want to believe.
Sure.
So if you want to vote for whomever you want to vote for, that's up to you. It's not up to me. And so I'm not going to judge you for who you vote for. But when people do assholey things, I think they need to be pointed out.
You're just anti-shitty human being, regardless of...
I'm anti-assholes.
Yeah, regardless of any party or any affiliation, because there's plenty on each.
Yeah, and I haven't landed on a name for this little thing that I've been doing once a week, but this week it's a dick of the week. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what I called it last week. Maybe it was a dick of the week.
I think you called it phallic symbol of the week, and then it was
phallic,
and then it was,
so this
it was
is just
penis of the week.
F and dick of the week.
And then
F
it,
and dick
yeah,
of the week.
Yep. Then it was testicular device of the week. You've been really getting creative every week.
I like F and dick of the week. It
okay.
just kind of, say it out loud, it rolls.
F and dick of the week.
Right?
Not really, but sure.
Okay, so anyway, I am, full disclosure though, I am not a fan of Alex Jones. Like, I think what he did with the kids and the families at Sandy Hook is just...
absolutely insane. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, like, I have zero respect for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is a really difficult time for so many people lately. Like, you know, things cost a lot of money and, you know, gas prices and all this shit. So this week, he had on InfoWars an angry meltdown prompted by his viewers not spending enough money at his InfoWars store, which I think is insane. It's they're not spending money because they don't need this shit, number one. But he declared that unnamed forces are, quote, waging a war against you and your family through inflation and collapse.
Now, here's the thing. It's like, okay, there may be parts to that that are somewhat true. but it doesn't equate to go buy shit from Alex Jones.
Do you have audio?
I do. So, yes, wait, basically...
Because once you hear, like, how batshit crazy he was, it's like, don't judge people that they're not buying the crap that you're selling. It's like, I have friends that sell jewelry and stuff, like, online, and I'm like, okay, that's a nice bracelet. I don't want to spend $50 on that nice bracelet.
This is like someone profiting from, like... Because, you know, there's some of this shit that I think probably is going on. But it's never a reason to try and profit off of it. It's like selling a bunch of 9/11 memorial shit to profit on it. It's like, there's a lot of shit going on right now. And if you're trying to make the buck on it by selling supplements to keep you on the air, which, by the way, it costs really honestly for what his setup is of basically himself on a camera. He's already got his set. He paid for all that shit. But he's sitting there on a camera that's really fairly poorly managed. It does not look the greatest. He might be operating himself through an iPad. Production-wise, honestly, I know what this shit costs. He's probably doing it for really next to nothing. There's not a lot of cost in producing a show, quite honestly. You do have several hard costs, which do equate to several thousand dollars. But it doesn't equate to millions of dollars, you know, like he's kind of making it out to be. What does it cost for me to do the show every month? Probably roughly around $10,000 for all of the shows, for everything I put into it. So that's not cheap, but it's not millions of dollars a month, which is what he's making it out to be.
You're also not selling a bunch of crappy supplements shit.
I'm not selling fake shit.
That's just taking people's money. Like, that's what bugs me about it. It's like,
and guilting them into it.
If they want to listen to a show, great. If they want to give him $5 a month, great. Yeah. Like, support him in any way you want to, but when you're trying to make people feel guilty
or scare
you're
them,
you're not buying the crap you're selling.
So he can be super wealthy. So he can be super wealthy, but the thing is, I mean, he does have a lot of mounting legal bills ahead of him.
I think that's where the panic comes from.
Okay, I could see that, but because just strictly though. But even if it's like, okay, this is a judgment on you, they're still going to give you enough to live on. It'll give you a livable salary.
Or what about just being honest and saying, okay, here's the deal. Yeah. Like, I said all this shit about the Sandy Hook families, and now I have been found
I was wrong
in this, and I owe all this money. So chip into my legal fund.
Yeah.
Send me $100 for my legal fund. Do that. Be honest about it.
Or do a three, like, okay, look, I realized I was wrong. And here's why I thought I was wrong. This is fucked up. I'm sorry I went down that path. Whatever. You know, like, just fucking admit you're wrong when you're wrong.
His listeners, and which I actually think are his followers.
Yeah.
Because there's a little difference there, but I think they would have still supported him. I think if he would have been honest and upfront, they would have given him money.
Yeah.
But this approach to me is why I think he's an effing dick of the week.
Here's the audio of him.
And supporting our guest, because everybody we have on is fighting with everything they've got. This is a war against you and your family of inflation and collapse. And they know everybody's going to wake up in the midst of it. That's why they want to silence the leaders, because they think they can then defeat you. So when you keep us in the fight, you keep yourself in the fight. And this is life and death.
Now,
so
buy
go
my
to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. And sign up for AutoShip and continue to support. Make a donation
sign
to Tom. And go to the Stone Defense Fund and make a donation to him. Because he's a gladiator and a champion in the fight. And if you don't support us, you're helping the enemy. And I'm not bitching at listeners. I'm telling you, this is all out war. Roger.
As his eyes like dart back and forth nervously. It's insane.
Like, to me, just telling people that it's all out war. Like, you have to support me, because if you don't, I guess by not supporting him, you're supporting them. Like,
yeah, if you're not with me or with them,
I don't spend $100 with anybody. So somehow by doing that, I'm supporting them. I don't know.
It's very much, you know, uneducated, just very stupid thinking. You're not diving into this. You know, there's gray areas in all of this shit, and none of them lead to buying Alex Jones supplements to make the world a better fucking place. It's just like, God, And the thing is,
that's crazy.
There are some things that he does talk about where it's like, yeah, that ends up kind of being true. But it gets more crazy and few and far between the more he digs into his ditch of insanity. And the more it just turns into this. It's like, my God. I don't know how low you can go, but it just keeps going. Nothing outlasts the power of a crazy person. So there's your dick of the week, everybody. How about this? The boyfriend not charged in a prank gone wrong, which killed his girlfriend. I don't know all the details of this, so I'm going to reserve my judgment until we actually go through the story and not just jump to a conclusion. No charges filed in Henderson County in a deadly prank. This is from News 7 WSPA, your news leader for many, many years. We're tracking you and watching you in your sleep. We're WSPA. We're news, weather, and sports come to you every single day from underpaid anchors that otherwise would just be beginning reporters. But because we fired all of our anchors, now we pay our main anchors $22,000 a year to be on call 24/7. We're part of the We Don't Give a Fuck team at WSPA. Okay, so no charges will be filed in an ill-fated prank that left a woman dead in Henderson County this last year. Rachel Olivia Buchanan, 18, was shot and killed on October 20th, 2021 in the yard of a home on Conservative Drive. According to the Office of District Attorney Andrew Murray, Buchanan and her boyfriend were invited to a house down the street that belongs to another couple. Once at the house, Buchanan realized she left her phone charger at the house. Her boyfriend and the other man offered to walk back to get the charger. While on the walk to the house, both men armed themselves with guns. The district attorney said this was in response to safety concerns regarding a Black Panther that had reportedly been residing in the area. Because it's 2022, you know? The other man said in his interview that Buchanan's boyfriend even told him that he had seen the Panther on the other man's roof just a couple days before. While the men were walking to get the charger, Buchanan and the other woman spontaneously devised an ill-fated plan to play a prank on the men by hiding themselves outside of the home, armed with a dozen expired eggs to throw at them. Buchanan and the other woman positioned themselves down an embankment where the other two were expected to pass on the way back. The other woman said when she heard the men returning, she squatted down close to the ground to hide, and Buchanan bent over from the waist to shrink her profile. According to the district attorney's office, the men were walking back to the house when they heard what they both thought was a growl and a stick breaking down the hill from where they were standing. The men saw a dark figure and fired multiple rounds in that direction. Again, this might be an argument why there should be some sort of gun legislation, like you need to have a fucking clue with what you're doing with your weapon. After discharging, they heard one woman screaming for help. The district attorney's office said both men dropped their weapons and ran to assist until EMS arrived at the scene. Blood samples that were taken after the incident came back negative for impaired substances with the men's systems, according to the district attorney's office. According to medical examiner's report, Buchanan suffered 3 gunshot wounds. One of them caused a deep grazing wound on her forehead. The second gunshot wound impaled her left forearm, and the third entered her left side of her scalp, exiting near her left earlobe. It then entered the upper chest and hit vital organs, including the heart. So they're convinced, you know, it was not obviously on purpose. It was a horrible accident. But this sounds like it could have been an episode of like I Love Lucy. But it turned into the lovely 2022 version where we have 18-year-olds carrying guns because they're afraid of a Black Panther.
Well, when you said Black Panther, at first I thought you were talking like that Black Power group from the 60s.
Yeah, no, I don't.
So, no, you meant an actual
Black Panther, the cat. Yeah.
Like, and do they even have? Where are those
This
from?
Is in Henderson County, North Carolina.
Do they have Black Panthers in North Carolina?
Well, yeah, like probably in the mountains and stuff they do. But it's still, again, I mean, this idea that we all need to be fucking armed to the T at all times. I'm not anti-gun. You can have them. It's fine. But it's just, they're in such the hands of the wrong people. And these people are probably thought that they were being smart. They weren't. And what sort of education did they have on them? They were 18, which I'm sorry, you're fucking dumb at 18. We all are dumb at 18. And you're doing this and God, of course this sort of shit would happen. But if you weren't fucking packing, it wouldn't have happened. The girls would have played a prank on you. You would have gone back to the house and you all would have laughed about it and you would have gotten lucky that night. But no, you fucking took him out.
Oh, that's just sad.
It's, yeah. I don't know. It's just totally fucked up. Another fun one.
It just makes no sense. You know, it's like,
It does make sense, but it's
really
preventable.
Hard for the family to come to terms with that.
Yeah.
Like someone died over this.
Yeah. Like, no, it makes sense. It just could have been prevented. It makes sense because you put all these pieces together. You go, what's going to likely happen? Someone's going to get shot.
But nobody should have.
Exactly. But if you rearrange the pieces of the puzzle and never get to that place anyhow, then we wouldn't have this happening. And that's where like the everything doesn't make any sense to stop these sort of things. It's just. So then you have these sort of things happen. Here's another fun one. Police arrest man in murder and kidnapping of Anisha Duffy, Marine. This is in Ogden, Utah. This is a messed up one. 2.5 years after Anisha Duffy, Marine, went missing on October 17th of 2019. While walking to a doctor's visit, Homer police have caught the man they say killed her. In charging documents filed in Homer County on Saturday, May 7th, police allege that Kirby F. Calderwood, 32, of Ogden, Utah, picked up Marine on October 17th while she walked to an appointment at SVT Health and Wellness Center, took her to an unoccupied Homer home of his then-girlfriend's parents, sexually assaulted and tortured Marine before killing her, taking her to the girlfriend's parents' house and doing this. Calderwood has been charged with first-degree murder, second-degree murder, kidnapping, and tampering with physical evidence. Murder and kidnapping are unclassified felonies, and tampering with evidence is a Class C felony. Ogden police arrested Calderwood on the warrant on May 9th in Utah, where he's being held on $1 million bail. Calderwood lived in Homer at the time that Marine disappeared. We'd like to thank everyone who cooperated in the investigation. There were dozens of folks that helped with the initial searches. Homer Police Chief Mark Robel said in a press release, many officers called in with tips and information and stood by, ready to assist us. We would also like to thank the FBI and the Ogden, Utah Police Department for all their help. Marine's parents, Ed and Sarah Berg, were traveling and unavailable for comment at the time. The charges against Calderwood came about on April 14, 2022. A person called Kenai Peninsula Crime Stoppers with detailed information about Marine's disappearance and murder. Police later found out the tip came from a person who knows Calderwood and that Calderwood had told them about Moraine's abduction, assault, and killing. Calderwood talked about the abduction with a tipster after Hanley interviewed him in May of 2021. The caller provided details such as that Calderwood had a lady's Timex watch she took from Moraine. When Ogden police served the warrant on Calderwood's home, they found the lady's Timex watch that matched the description given by her parents. Ogden police also found a missing persons flyer from Marine in Calderwood's home. Marine, then 38, disappeared on October 17th, 2019, after leaving her Main Street apartment for an appointment. And we talked about that. The last confirmed sighting of her was at a security camera photo showing her leaving Main Tree Housing, a supported housing complex, at about 12:15 p.m. that day. Marine had a 1 p.m. appointment at the Health and Wellness Center, about a one-mile walk along Pioneer Avenue. She did not show. The last confirmed sighting was a security camera image outside her apartment at about 12:15 on October 17th. Search dogs tracked Marine's scent to the area on Pioneer Avenue in front of the Bay campus where the scent stopped. An employee at Main Tree Housing, the apartment complex Marine lived, reported her missing on October 19th, and they had not seen her since the 17th. Homer police issued a silver alert, an alert for a vulnerable adult, and an air search was done that day with no sightings. Volunteers started searching on October 19th, and continued then throughout that fall. Family and friends held vigils and remembrances. Marine was declared dead on June 17th, 2021, in a presumptive death jury hearing. The jury determined that she most likely died by homicide. According to the affidavit by Homer Police Special Investigator Matt Harney, Calderwood knew Moraine from when he had worked at Maintree. It was investigation. He identified Calderwood as a person of interest in about May 20th of 2021. So this guy basically, according to the affidavit, Hanley wrote that while Calderwood's then girlfriend was out of town, he prepared the girlfriend's parents' crawl space to torture someone. Calderwood had stayed at the home in 2018 with a former girlfriend. The home was unoccupied from October 12th to December of 2019. After preparing the crawl space, Calderwood went to driving around in his blue Subaru Forester looking for a victim when he saw Maureen. According to the affidavit and the tipster's information, Maureen agreed to get in the car with Calderwood. Maureen's parents and friends had said that she would not get into a car with someone she did not know. Calderwood then took Maureen to the house, pushing her down into the crawl space so hard it hurt her badly. According to the complaint, police allege he restrained her and raped her. He took her cell phone to Beluga Lake and threw it in. Calderwood then continued hurting Maureen and killed her, according to the complaint. Henry's affidavit said Calderwood had a history of being physically violent in relationships.
So sad.
Yeah. But we just
The only good thing in this whole thing is that he like went running his mouth and told someone who told them, yeah. like who called it in. So at least the family could get some closure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think, I don't know. I mean, how would I really know? But it just seems like, you know, there are people who do things like that that do brag to other people, and those people don't do anything.
Yeah. Well, you want to like think, oh, they're not going to do that. And it's like, oh shit, they're going to do that. You know?
Or he did that.
Like, yeah.
Could you imagine listening to somebody tell you that they, I think there would be a certain level of, oh, he's so full of shit.
Full of shit. Yeah.
But this person did the right thing.
Yeah.
And
I swear, there's so many mugshots that we see now of people that look relatively normal right now, but I swear to God, there is something that you look every single one of these people, their eyes, there is something fucked up. And it's not just
in the eyes.
And it's not just the ones that are kind of cross-eyed, because there's a lot of them that are kind of cross-eyed. I don't know why that seems to be concurrent with this, but if you trend it and look at numbers, you'd probably see a higher percentage there. But there is something else there. It's exactly what you said. There's just like dead eyes, and it's creepy as shit. And I don't know what the hell this is, or what are we like? There should almost be a test. Like, I don't know. Like, should this be a statistic or something that we look at closer? Of like, they got the dead eyes. Like, I guess it is profiling to a certain extent. But if we're seeing like a trend in something like this, like that, and it's not based on race, this is based strictly on eyes. I don't know. I don't know how you judge it, but I swear to God, if you just like, you looked at these people in a fucking lineup, you go, yeah, that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be hard. Honestly, it's like they're missing a soul. I don't know. I'm not trying to get all ghostly or spiritual or anything, but I don't know. I wonder.
It's sad that, you know, like somebody's life ends like that.
Yeah. There's this fucking Deadeye shit going on. I don't know. Mother of a 3-year-old girl who died at a South Jersey church talks about daughter. And by the way, she says it is what it is. She brought her in for an exorcism, by the way. Woman speaking in a video posted to YouTube is the mother of a girl who died inside a back room San Jose church in September. This is according to NBC Bay Area sources confirmed. On Tuesday, police say the 3-year-old girl was a victim of child abuse as members of the church tried to ward off evil spirits. Investigators said it happened from an exorcism-like ritual done by her family. I could sit here and be negative and say, I wish I could go back, but there's no point of me doing that because I cannot change what is. It is what it is, said the woman in the video, which was recorded weeks after the child's death. The victim's mother, Claudia Hernandez, was arrested in January on felony child abuse charges just a few days after the video was posted. According to court documents, Hernandez took the girl to the church believing she was possessed by a demon because, drumroll please, she would sometimes wake up at night screaming or crying. She was three. According to the family's statement to police, three family members held the girl down for 7 hours. Investigators said no one called 911 till at least 2 hours after the child died. The medical examiner's office concluded the cause of death was asphyxia due to suffocation. The young girl's death was just recently ruled a homicide. When she passed away, she was with me, Hernandez said in the video. Of course I'm her mom. Why would she not go with me? In the 43-minute video Hernandez posted, she talks multiple times about her little girl without specifically talking about how she died. A lot of people turned on me after my daughter passed away. A lot of people thought a lot of things because of how the situation looked, she said in the video. But like I said, if you weren't there, you don't know what happened. Oh, but I think we do. The church where she died is the same one that was searched 2 weeks ago after a 3-month-old baby, Brandon Selyer, was kidnapped from home. The suspect in that case is a member of the church. Shocking. It's exceedingly rare in the United States to hear about these kinds of stories, said Christopher Mormon, chair of philosophy and religious studies at CSU East Bay. He said that stories of this exorcism type rituals gone wrong emerge from time to time, typically in fringe churches. All the religions you can think of practice exorcisms, and the more established the tradition is, the more likely they are to have the training that teaches the priest to recognize the signs of psychological and emotional distress that would avoid this exact kind of situation from happening, said Mormon. Hernandez is being held in jail without bail. She denied NBC Bay Area's request for an interview. So far, no one else at the church has been arrested. I'd say everyone at the church who was involved in this should be arrested.
That's horrific. So go back. It was like, but you don't know what really happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
What could have really happened?
Churches.
All the religions you can think of to have
people
in a kind of situation.
Being held in jail without bail.
It's just utterly insane.
Of a 3-year-old girl.
I mean, I'm like, if the kid's three,
I wish I could go back and this and this and that. But it's like, there is no point of me doing that.
This is the mom.
And being negative about the thing, like, oh, like, I wish I could go back and this and this and that. But it's like, there is no point of me doing that, you know, because I cannot change what is, you know, it is what it is.
The victim's mother, Claudia Hernandez, was arrested in
very just like.
So her. Defense is I can't go back and it is what it is.
And
like I killed my kid. It is what it is.
She's all made up and she looks good. And it's like, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You have no soul. Like there is, it's again, it's a dead eyes thing. And she's just kind of living. This is just epic narcissism on an insane level is what we're dealing with.
You know, here's the thing too. Like, so I watched that show on the Netflix about the, I can't think of her name. The woman pastor who is like the way down, I think was the name.
Oh, yeah.
It.
Yeah.
How she wanted everybody to be thin and all the children to behave.
Yep.
If your children cried, then obviously you're not punishing them enough or something. But here's the thing, you know, children, there are so many children on the spectrum that don't have the tools that it takes to communicate, let alone a kid that's three. And a kid that's three doesn't have all the tools that you and I have to sit down and reason why you shouldn't be crying.
Yeah.
Their options are happiness, anger, crying, frustration, you know?
Yeah.
That's what kids at three do. But then if you were to have a child that was on the spectrum and acting out, like, there's reasons a child's acting like that.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a medical, you know, there could be pain inside the child.
Demon.
And these people are like, well, the kid was crying. Did what? You don't know what you don't know.
It's a demon. Let's hold him down for 7 hours.
Just makes me sick.
Well, how brainwashed do you have to be into your religion to think that this is a good idea?
I don't even buy the religion thing. I'm using air quotes.
Yeah. I don't even, I mean, if that is, that's not a fucking religion. That's fucked up. And I'm not anti-religion. I'm anti that, whatever the fuck that is.
Well, I just think if Jesus came back tomorrow, he wouldn't be all about that shit.
Like, hey, you tried. You tried to get the demon out, but you failed. It is what it is. I don't think that's
what it is. If you got to kill a 3-year-old, well, whatever.
I don't think that's the same Jesus.
That's just sick to me. That's sick.
Yeah. No, that's completely fucked up. Well, there you go. That's the fine stories we have for you on today's episode of The Dark Side Of. Hope we made you feel a little bit more warm and cuddly here in this world. You know,
it's all about the warm and fuzzy.
It just gets more and more exciting every week. All right. If you like the show, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts and leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. We would greatly appreciate that. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another edition of The Dark Side of It.